the state as murderers. I greet you all at No Justice, No Peace, families wounded by police violence, and wounded again by the system as they ignore, minimize, or dismiss your pain and loss. My brothers and sisters, men, women, and children of the MOVE organization, suffered mass murder by bombing and shooting and burning on May 13, 1985. None of the cops who waged this campaign of massacre spent a day or even an hour in jail, while the lone adult survivor, Ramona Africa, spent 11 years in prison for surviving. No justice, no peace. For people who have been beaten, blackjacked, or pummeled by police, or who have had their loved ones murdered by police, you emerge transformed, for you have new knowledge that no one prepared you for. No one taught you about this in school, nor in church. Your world has changed, yet you are often alone in your pain and torment. Until you organize, until you unite with others like you, until you join the confraternity of pain and become a community of resistance to the state repression, you all have suffered. For when you come together, you go beyond pain to power. For only power can begin to transform this horrendous condition. And only unity can build power. Let us begin by speaking truth to power, as did our ancestors like Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass. Let us call a thing by its true name. I noticed when I read of this event that it was called Families of Police Brutality Victims Speak Out. Now, I know a little something about police brutality, for when I was a teenager, just turned 15, I was part of a protest in Philadelphia against George Wallace, the racist Alabama governor running for president in 1968. When we left the protest, we were attacked by police and beaten bloody. That's police brutality. But the loved ones in your family, your sons, your brothers, they didn't face brutality. They faced police terrorism, state terrorism, killed, slaughtered, murdered, like Romarley Graham, in his own home, by wild beasts in blue, on the public payroll. Call it by its name. Please, repeat after me. Police terrorism. To call it brutality is to make it sound nicer. It's a media word. It's a politician's word. But it's not your word. Speak your truth, not theirs. It's police terrorism. Nothing more. Nothing less. And what they do in black and Latino communities is just like colonial armies in Indian or Native communities. They attack, they assault, they exploit, they terrorize. Let us speak the truth, for truth can inspire change. And only you, joined with others, can bring change to this horrendous state of affairs. Don't let politicians muzzle you. Don't let media misrepresent you. Don't let preachers misdirect you. You know what you know. Demand true change, not just black and brown faces in high places. Demand treatment of respect deserved by all people. Demand an end to police state terrorism and unite to build a movement to make it happen. For only a movement can change public policy and social relations. And make no mistake, what happened to all of your loved ones is public policy. It's what the police are trained and paid to do, to keep the niggers and the spicks under control. That's state terrorism, and this is truth. Only an engaged, energized movement can make change. So build the movement. Become the movement. On the move, long live John Africa. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.